Larry and Glorv the Dead Martian Dog were ordered to taste all 156 flavors of Marth Dip Kellogg's delicious Greek Green clones. They have done so and we're now cruising the universe.
What a beautiful part of the universe. Look at that solar system over there, stupid Larry.
It looks like a cool, clear pond, and all the planets in it are flowers.
What are these sappy metaphors, stupid Larry? Think of another one before me.
But that's exactly what it looks like.
And I say it looks like a deserted meatpacking plant completely overrun by those little fligget worms from Barfo 3.
Oh, not after 156 flavors of Grig Green, my stomach.
You're right. That was quite an enjoyable assignment, though, eating all that green. I wonder what we were supposed to get out of it, though.
Don't you remember, Space Commander Weck?
Never.
Marth Dip Kellogg, creator of all 156 flavors, is suspected by the daring Space Adventure Army of Earth of being a spy. Wow. And we have to determine if one of his flavors is really a truth serum.
How will we know?
If we start telling the truth.
Ha! It won't work on me! I'll never tell the truth! Wait a minute.
Meantime, my tummy hurts.
Stupid Larry.
What, Space Commander Webb?
E equals MC squared.
Ooh, yes, and?
King Canute was king of England, Denmark, and Norway in the early 11th century.
What planet?
AC/DC is the greatest musical aggregation ever assembled. Clamp Du Foom was a grillbick smarge back in the Krob era. And the Chicago Cubs have won the World Series 375 years in a row.
Well, that's all true, Space Commander Weck, but what... Oh, no, you've been poisoned by a truth serum.
True, Stupid Larry. You, on the other hand, are immune to it because your mental powers are so much greater than mine. Also, you're the real hero on this spaceship, and most of the time I'm just in the way. I owe you my life many times over, Stupid Larry.
Oh, that's not true, Space Commander.
Hey, don't argue with me, you little insect. Hegel was born in Stuttgart.
True,
yes.
Space Commander Weck, but boring.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. The truth is not boring. Useless, maybe, but never boring. Also, it's wrong to take things from Mommy and Daddy. But do it anyway, and send it all to me, Space Commander Weck. Space Commander!
Space Commander Weck! Space Commander Weck! We've got to find a cure. If you only tell the truth, then our enemies won't even have to torture you to find out our secrets.
Well, that's true anyway, Stupid Larry.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I cannot tell a lie. The antidote is...
Yes?
The antidote is...
Tell me what?
The antidote is...
Oh, no, he expired just as he was about to reveal the antidote. How trite.
Stupid Larry.
What? Huh? What?
I'm not dead, you dolt. I'm in a trance. Hit me over the head with Glorf.
What?
Just do it. That's the antidote. Hit me over the head with Glorf and then stop when I start lying.
Well, okay. Here, boy. Or whatever. Ready?
Oof! The capital of Florida is Tallahassee.
Right.
One angstrom unit equals 1/10,000th of a micron.
Right, lie, darn you. We have ways of making you lie.
When you're through hitting me, Stupid Larry, I'm going to grab Glorf and beat you senseless.
True.
Well, time for the episode to end.
Yep.
Tune in next time for more truthful space adventures with Space Commander Weck, Space Commander.
I'm Space Commander Weck. Space Commander, and I'm the bravest space commander in all the universe. I'm
Hooray,
the essence
you're a
of
jerk,
nobility.
Space Commander Weck, none of that
I'm
is
cured.
True.
That's right. Well, and me Glorf, Stupid Larry.
Glorf.
Yeah, give him to me.
Okay.
Thank you, Stupid Larry.
Not too hard. Take it.
Episode Triple F.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander X, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were hosting an intergalactic telethon to raise money to combat the most dread disease in the universe, Wongo Tooth.
Bringing our total contributions to 2,107,622 kwongs and 32 gil.
Oh, that's not enough. Not to fight dreaded Wongo Tooth. Come on. What's wrong with all you people out there? Oh, you bilge things. And you semi-intelligent yaks on Saturn. Overthrow your governments. Empty your treasuries. Send money.
And to entertain you, well, we're setting up the barricades, the Neptune Cowboy Cheerleaders.
squids doing on stage, Stupid Larry?
Those are the Neptunians.
Oh yeah, I guess I recognize them from their calendar now.
Space Commander Weck, I feel real bad doing this, sort of guilty.
But why, Stupid Larry? It's for a good cause. I think it's wonderful that a person as busy as you are with, you know, all you have to do to keep me comfortable and out of danger, that you can still find the time to help raise money to find a cure for the dreaded disease, Wongo Tooth.
But there's no such thing as Wongo Tooth.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Wongo Tooth is the number one cause of memory yarn, yes, in the universe. No known miracle drug can stop it, but money can. Send all the money you can grab to me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! The Neptune Cowboy cheerleaders are almost through with their act.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's it. Quick, count the money.
You have to say something, Space Commander Wack. Get out there.
Okay. How much is it?
Nothing.
Nothing? But just a minute ago, there were millions
Check your pockets, Space Commander Wack.
Well, our next guest... I'll get you for this, Stupid Larry. Is, who? Stupid Larry, who's next?
Our next guest is someone who needs an introduction.
Then introduce him, Stupid Larry.
I don't know who it is, Space Commander Wack. You have the list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me see. Space Princess Lima Peru, ladies and... Wait. I will not allow my fiancée to make a fool of herself in front of all the...
Shut up, Goatface.
Goatface?
So what are you going to do here, Princess?
Magic.
Oh, magic. He's going to do magic.
Oh, I know. Space Princess Lima Peru and I can get married here on Intergalactic TV.
We can skip it.
Do a trick. What are you going to do? Do some magic.
I'm going to change a turkey into a bunny.
Wait, why are you looking at me like that, Space Princess?
Hocus pocus!
Oh, a bunny! Look, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack!
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Bunny!
Stupid Larry, find my space suit. All the money's in it, you know?
Shh! I'm looking for a wabbit!
This is silly, Doc.
Episode Triple G.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog had bounced off the repellent force surrounding the surrounded galaxy, played gravitational crack the whip with the planet of the gaseous giant shopping malls, spun erratically through the dusty space cloud remnants of what was once Beverly Hills, drifted aimlessly past the suborbital 8x10 glasses of Casper the Unfriendly Waitress, and finally came to a stop in the Dead End Nebula to check the map.
Let's see now. If we're here in the Dead End Nebula, then there must be...
Give me that map, Stupid Larry. I'm the Space Commander, and you're the sighter. Give me all of it. I should look at the map in these life-or-death situations.
You've ripped the map, Space Commander Wack.
So? We'll just space tape it back together, Stupid Larry. Boy, are you stupid. Right, Glorf? Any stupid?
I hate to interrupt your high-level discussion with our dead Martian dog, Space Commander Wack. But
hang on, big fellow, or whatever. I'll get back to you. What is it, Stupid Larry? Haven't you retaped the space map yet?
Space Commander Wack, my hero, my idol. I would point out the fact that these space maps are extremely precise, and if there's so much as a micron off, one could plunge to one's cosmic doom. So they can't be taped together, even in life and death situations like this. I would point that out to you, my hero, my idol, but I'm sure you already knew that, Space Commander Wack.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Of course I knew all that stuff about the space map being totally useless in this life-or-death situation. We're lost, Glorf boy. Think of something while I regress into a fetal state. Oh,
the space rescue phone, Space Commander Wack. Someone's calling for your heroic assistance.
Would you answer it, Stupid Larry? I'm experiencing a traumatic return to the womb-type episode.
Hello, this is Space Commander Wack Spaceship, Stupid Larry speaking. What? Yeah? The Micron people are in trouble? The tiny, minuscule, invisible with the naked eye Micron people require Space Commander Wack to save them? Oh, sure, we're not busy. But could you give us directions, please?
Just turn left at the hydrogen farm and bear slightly right at the cheap special effects, then squint
far is an inn, stupid Larry? Oh, never mind. I knew the metric system would get me eventually.
Well, so, Space Commander Weck, we've landed, sort of, on the planet of the Micron people.
Well then, to the rescue!
Meanwhile, on the surface of the Micron planet, the tiny Micron people invisible to the naked eye were awaiting rescue!
Commander Weck is going to rescue us, oh boy, here he comes.
They're not over here.
Oh, here we are, Space Commander Weck, look, here we are. No, down here, look down, oh please, he's going to step on us.
Are they over here? Stupid Larry, I just can't find those tiny Micron people anywhere. And there's something all over my mega boots.
Oh, I hate to tell you this, Space Commander Weck, but it's happened again, I'm afraid.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Weck, Space Commander!
Stupid Larry, you mean to tell me that I accidentally stepped on all those cute little tiny Micron people and wipe them out completely?
You haven't quite wiped them out completely, Space Commander Weck, but I wish you would before you step into the spaceship, because you're tracking things.
Oh, I'll use the welcome mat thing.
Episode Triple H.
Space Commander Weck, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had vanquished the evil goldfish of Little Timmy's aquarium, smashed a rebellion of evil butterflies on the forest preserve planet Gung Ho, passed through a magnetic field home of the Maracaibo magnets, and we're now zooming real fast through hyperspace.
I feel so hyper, Stupid Larry.
That's because
Is everything so dark outside? Where's Glorf? Is he in the dispensary again?
I swear,
I've never known a dead Martian dog to take so much sick leave. Who needs sick leave? I need sick leave. That's who? Space Commander Weck. Space Commander? The pressures of being a space commander, especially Space Commander Weck. Space Commander? You'd believe. Let me tell you, just the other day I was talking to Space Commander Bong back at the mythical home base. Boy, that place is a mess. Did you notice the new wallpaper they had to put in the Space Commander's lounge?
No,
of course you wouldn't. You're not a space commander. I am Space Commander Weck. Space Commander, to be exact.
You said
it's
that
a rough
already.
Job, Stupid Larry. You should try it sometime.
Don't.
Not on my ship. You'd better not try it.
I won't.
I'm the only space commander here. Space Commander Weck. Space Commander.
How about a nice hot cup of cocoa?
I was telling you about Space Commander Bong.
Yes.
He's the one from the fuzzy planet Smursh in the wide-eyed galaxy we call Moshla Wallapalooza, or in the language of the Smurshmen, or Smurshies as they prefer. Smurshies. Doesn't that sound like some kind of crushed ice treat like you find in shopping centers, Stupid Larry?
Not at all.
Oh, well, what do you know, huh? Anyway, they have these big feet with these little cubes on the end of their toes, and they find it hard to get service in restaurants, though not so much anymore, and their hair is on their knees and their fingers, and it's braided. Well, in some places, I guess, still pretty bad, but they have no trouble at all renting rowboats. But who rents rowboats here in the 24th or 29th century, you know?
And we're almost out of hyperspace,
I know
Space Commander Weck.
Why do you keep using my name? What are you up to?
About 10 more seconds,
what?
We'll be out of hyperspace.
Have you found Glorf yet? You know, Glorf's a dead Martian dog. He's dead, he's from Mars, and he's a dog. And his name is Glorf. That's why he's Glorf, the dead Martian
dog. We're out of hyperspace. We're out of hyperspace, but into the fiber. Look, Space Commander Weck, we're surrounded by disposable spaceships from the Pocket Planet Free Trial. Ooh, nothing can destroy those spaceships until 1 minute after their warranty expires. Then everything can destroy them. Space Commander Weck asleep there. What would he do if he were awake? Glorf, what would Space Commander Weck do? What, Glorf? What would he do? Glorf, tell me. Glorf, what
retreat
would...
Retreat back into hyperspace,
Glorf. Of course. Thank you, Glorf. Of course. Back we go. 3, 2, 1, retreat. Well, here we are, back in hyperspace. That sure is nerve-wracking. I'm glad Space Commander Weck is here. I couldn't handle it by myself. You know, he's my hero. Of course he is. You're my hero, Space Commander Weck. That's what I always say.
Oh,
well, not always. Sometimes I have food in my mouth, so I don't say anything. It's not polite to say, you're my hero, with food in your mouth. It's not polite to point either, or to throw wampa eggs at a teacher. I learned that the hard way. I was quite young then, of course. That was back at
the academy. Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Weck, Space Commander! Say, did you ever have wampa eggs on Schlitz toast with the hydraulic waffle on the side? There's this diner in the Waste Not Whatnot galaxy where they serve the best cream grapple powder, and it's reasonably priced. price, which is a good thing on my salary.
Stupid Larry, did you forget to take the spaceship out of reverse? I have the feeling
I'm going backwards. All that talk about food is making me real hungry. I want some chips and cabbie dip, or maybe a...
I feel like someone is trying to sneak up behind us and is feeling real frustrated because we have no...
Like I can see inside your brain, and oh, wow, the colors. I'm real hungry.
Food is making me real hungry. I want some chips and cabbie dip.
Did you forget to take that thing?
Episode Triple I.
Last time, you remember? Or you will if you really concentrate. Space Commander Wex, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog had been captured in their sleep and placed in suspended animation by their evil nemesis, the arch villain, worst person in the universe, the evil droid Donahue.
At last, I've done it! Me, the evil droid Donahue. I've captured that goody-goody Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog. But why? Why did I do it? They were bothering me! Because I had to put them in suspended animation, that's why! But that's silly! And now I have no one to talk to! Then why am I talking? Am I crazy? No, if I think I'm crazy, then I'm not.
Oh, boy.
But then again, if I think I'm crazy...
Where am I? Oh, the evil droid Donahue. I suppose you're behind this sensation of vague nausea that I have here, huh?
Oh, stupid Larry. Why do you say that? Of course I am. But how did you escape?
I don't know. I just escaped.
Oh, I get it. Good always beats evil. And you're good and I'm evil. But why? I could just as easily be good. I'm torn by inner conflict and self-doubt!
Just shut up and get Space Commander Wack and Glorf out of suspended animation. Not that it makes a whole lot of difference to Glorf.
Oh, but... yeah, why should I? On the other hand, why shouldn't I? Am I good or am I bad? If I'm good, I should arrest myself.
Arrest your mouth. Just wake up, Space Commander Wack, huh?
Oh, all right. I'll probably get 10 years. That's not fair. But is it enough? Oh, well. Hey, Wack! Wake up!
Stupid Larry, what a dream I had, dressed in organdy, clothed in crinoline.
Hooray, it Space was, Commander Wack, you're saved!
I am? Well, bless you, Brother Stupid. Anyway, I was dreaming we had finally captured the evil droid Donahue, that mean person, that villain, that rotten excuse for a human droid, that incarnation of pure evil, that...
He's right here, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, hiya, droid. How you doing? Boy, it's been quite a while, huh?
Sure.
Please, don't hit me.
Okay, Wack. You got me.
I do?
But does anybody really have me?
What?
Am I a caged bird? Uh-oh. It's all so complicated. Crime doesn't pay.
This is your secret lair of evil, huh, droid?
Yeah, that's right.
How about showing us around a little
Space Commander Wack, I don't think it would be a good
idea. Shut up, Stupid Larry. I wasn't talking to you.
I just wanted to get in one more line before I'm written out of this episode, okay?
Okay. Well, you're out now, I think.
Yep, I am. Bye.
Bye. Boy, you know, contract gives him half an episode off every 65 weeks, and he still has to steal scenes. Anyway, droid.
Hi, Wack.
What's this big control panel here? Looks complicated.
Yeah, that's my remote control blunt instrument.
Blunt instrument, huh?
Yeah,
what? What's this button marked Venus?
No, don't touch the button there. No.
This one says Earth.
No.
And, here's Mars.
No.
And Mercury? Where's
Space Commander Wack? Space Commander Wack, our solar system is disappearing planet by planet.
It is?
Awful.
I suspect the evil droid Donahue.
Oh, sure. Jakku. Blame me. I'm probably guilty.
Yeah.
If not of that, then of something equally disgusting,
yeah.
I'm sure. I guess I'm hopeless. You see, my childhood was really
something... Oh, knock it off, droid.
Tune in next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander.
Getting the date on a Saturday night, you're a space villain. My childhood was terrible.
My adulthood isn't going too well right now.
Oh, yeah? You guys want to compare sad stories?
Yeah.
Just look at my scar.
You don't have a scar.
Quick, Stupid Larry, give me a scar, will you?
Oh, okay, here we go.
I'll get you for this, Stupid Larry.
Episode Triple J.
Space Commander X, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog, we're in the throes of a dilemma.
What? Wait a minute. In the throat of a what?
No, the throes of a dilemma.
I don't care if it's a dilemma, a lion, a tiger, a transistorized boogie monster. I don't want to be in anything's throat.
Excuse
it's in my contract.
Excuse me, Space Commander Wack. He said the throes of a dilemma, which means a situation.
I heard him clearly, stupid Larry. He said we were in the throat of the Dalai Lama, and that's weird. I won't stand for it. It's sacrilege.
Okay, here we go. Remember Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog were engaged in mortal combat.
Engaged to who?
Space Commander Wack, calm down and think.
You're right, Stupid Larry. That interruption was wrong.
That's my old space commander.
It should have been engaged to whom? My heart belongs to Space Princess Lima Peru. I'll never marry another.
That's
my old
space commander.
I'm breaking the engagement.
Stupid Larry, my darling, I'm here.
Sweetheart, don't believe the rumors. I'm not engaged. I don't know any girl named Mortal Kombat. Kiss me, space dumpling.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
Stay away from me, you conceited space slug.
Last time you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Merchant Dog were... is he going to interrupt me or not?
I doubt it, Yurzik. He's unconscious.
That dirty fish brain.
What's wrong with him anyway?
Seems like the same old jerk to me.
I don't know. He's just not himself today.
Oh, sorry I'm late, everybody. Hello.
Space Commander Wack.
Stupid Larry, who is that unconscious man on the floor wearing my aluminum foil suit?
Space Commander Wack, if you're you, then this guy that Space Princess Lima Peru punched out isn't you.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Of course this is me.
I should have known it wasn't you. He kept interrupting the announcer and misunderstanding everything. It was
well,
so
I'm here now, so let's get to work, okay? From the top, kids.
Okay.
Remember Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog were in the throes of a dilemma.
What? What in the throat of the Dalai Lama?
Oh, yeah!
Tune in again next time, hopefully, for a space adventure with Space Commander Wack, Class Dog Commander.
Gee, you sure got a mean left there, Space Princess Lima Peru.
Oh, it's nothing, sweetie.
Stupid Larry, is this me waking up, or is it the imposter?
I don't know. Let's ask Melissa Manchester.
And who are those people with the tape machines in the corner?
Episode Triple K.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog were at the mercy of their arch enemy, that evildoer, the dreg of the universe, the sum total of all that is rotten, Droid Donahue. That's right, Droid Donahue had taken over the true center of power around here and had captured our heroes by taking over the announcer's booth. Yes, Yurzik Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen. Me, in other words, had been attacked and subdued by the evil Droid Donahue. Fat chance I'd like to see him try. Wait a minute. Taken over the announcer's booth? Captured Yurzik Narge? None of this has happened. Not that it ever could. I mean, Droid Donahue thinking he could take me? The very idea.
Yes, the announcer's booth had been taken over by that sweetheart of a guy, Droid Donahue. Well, not really a sweetheart of a guy, but for a space villain, I'm all right. At least I have them where I want them. Well, not quite yet, but all I have to do is set up the scene by saying, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glurf the Dead Martian Dog, we're in the room right next to me, or close to me, anyway.
What happened?
I don't know, Stupid Larry. I was just practicing these signatures on some traveler's checks that the space buddy sent, you know, and poof, we're here. What's that funny smell, Stupid Larry?
Well, I had just finished giving Glorf a bath, you know, and letting him dry off, dangling him out of the back of the spaceship so he could spin dry in the engine flames, you know, and then poof, just like you.
Well, this calls for quick action, Stupid Larry.
You mean we have to find out why we were brought here?
No, we've got to dry Glorf off. You know how fast he mildews.
Hey, guys, remember me? Well,
look, it's the evil Droid Donahue, Stupid Larry.
Yes, that's right, Droid Donahue, space villain, and I'm in control. Well, not completely in control. Well, anyway, now I have the power to totally annihilate you. Or do I?
Annihilate us? How are you going to do that?
With sound effects records.
Well, you don't scare Space Commander Wack.
Yeah.
That's Space Commander Wack. Where'd you go?
Don't let him get me, Stupid Larry. We've got to get out of here.
Take it easy, Space Commander Wack. Let's move away from the window now.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. What good will that do?
Well, you know that trap door that we used to get into the announcer's booth whenever we have to keep Yurzik Nard's print of the Scrunge Men in line?
I get it. We just sneak in and retake the booth.
Oh, that's a great idea, Space Commander Wack, but it sounds dangerous.
Especially that part we. Maybe we better think of something else.
Well, we gotta make our move now, Space Commander
Wack. Where are you guys? I can't see you. I know you're up to something.
Droid, you're so suspicious. Let's go, Stupid Larry.
Right. Look out. Don't trip over Glorf. Don't yell, or Droid Donahue will know where we are, Space Commander Wack. Try the Space Buddies channel. Get us out of here.
Space Buddies.
Let's see here. Atomic explosion? Too small. Planetary chain reaction? No. Oh, bigger, bigger. I need bigger. Galactic upheaval. But maybe something more subtle. Here it is. I've got it. Breath mint commercial. That will lead to certain doom.
It's all over for you now. Droid, Glorf, get him.
What's that smell? My sinuses are clear for the first time in years, but that smell, it's like an old shower curtain. Take it away, I give up.
We won! Good work, Glorf! Now things can get back to normal. We forgot your acknowledged prince is a Scrunge Man. His mouth is still safe.
Sounds the same to me. Here, let me get that.
Tune in next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
I didn't know Yurzik had a mustache.
He doesn't anymore.
Oh boy.
Yurzik.
Tape is a mess. I don't think we'll be able to...
Episode Triple L.
Last time, you remember, Stupid Larry and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were assisting in breaking the siege of Earth. Yes, the daring space...
Wait a minute. Did he say my name, Stupid Larry?
I think he did. How could he not?
Well, he'd need a rope to nut. Need a rope. Get it? To
nut. No, Space Commander Wack, you don't need rope. You need bread.
Enough. This concludes today's lesson in homonyms.
In what?
Now, I want to know if the announcer fella said my name in the introduction.
Do you want to start over?
Yeah. Take it from the,
top.
Top. Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Take it from
the... Last time, you remember, Stupid Larry and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were assisting in breaking the siege of Earth. Yes, the Derek...
You were right, Space Commander Wack. He didn't say your name.
He didn't? Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening.
Actually, I've been bribed to leave old Hooses out of the episode.
What, you sleazy turnip? Space Commander Wack has to be in the episode so he can lead the counterattack against the deadly forces of evil.
Stupid Larry, I mean, if he was bribed and all...
Space Commander Wack, my hero, can, through his brave deeds, break the resolve of the ruthless enemy by risking his own life to save Earth.
Maybe we should just leave well enough alone, Stupid Larry.
No, Space Commander Wack, I know that you're too humble, too loving and trusting to defend your own name, but I, your loyal sidekick, am always ready to put my life on the line for you.
Yeah, well, keep it at your life, will you? Don't go dragging mine into this.
Because I know that you, my hero, won't let some mealy-mouthed announcer keep you from saving the Earth.
Earth? Who's Earth? I don't know anyone named Earth. You know anyone?
Quick! They gave me 300 Prisquongs, more than you pay me in a year!
You sold your soul for 300 filthy Prisquongs? I spit on your Prisquongs, Kalachi.
I've never seen anything more degrading in my entire life, Stupid Larry.
That's right. Anyone who'd sell...
They only gave me 200 Prisquongs to stay out of it, and I'm the star.
What?
Well, every man has his price, Stupid Larry. For instance, your price was 100 Prisquongs, a couple of hens, and a Reggie Jackson bubblegum card.
Ha! I can't be bribed for any price.
Not bribed, Stupid Larry. Sold. You're now Glorf's sidekick. I don't know where Glorf got a Reggie Jackson bubblegum card.
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with ye whose name I cannot mention. Till then!
I would have liked to have saved Earth, Stupid Larry, but I needed the money. Too bad. Earth didn't have a chance without me there.
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! We just got word! Earth is saved! Huh? They completely wiped out the bad guys!
They're alive. Here, Stupid Larry, take this money. Say it's yours. I never saw it. Bribe? What bribe? No bribe. Stupid Larry! What are you doing with that money? Police! Police! Look out!